Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dr. Robert Tonson, founding director of the Bleier Center for TV Pop Culture and Syracuse University, joins us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh newsline. Doc, good morning.
Good morning.
You know,
I'm 15 years younger than Mick Jagger, but I'm too old to go to one of his concerts, much less give one.
75 years old, and he's headed back out on the road with the Stones. You know, when you think about it, Mick Jagger, Paul McCartney, Elton John are kind of the big hang-ons from the 60s, 70s rock and roll era, and they're all up there and still outperforming.
And in the case of Paul McCartney, he came to Syracuse, was it last year? I think sometime last year. Anyway, I went to that concert. It was in the dome here. And he gave, it must have been 2.5 hours without an intermission. Solid
wow.
Performing, straight through. It was really quite astounding.
Well, when it comes to pop culture,
our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago.
On television right now, it doesn't get much bigger than the Big Bang Theory, which brings 12 years on the screen to a close tonight with an hour-long special. Doc, just what does it take these days to survive 12 years on TV?
Well, I mean, we've got a lot of shows that are, you know, The Simpsons. Simpsons has been on forever. We've got, the Law and Order franchise, which have been breaking records in dramas as well. So we've got actually quite a few series recently that have done extraordinarily in this regard. But a sitcom like this, 12 years, MASH only went 11, Cheers only went 11. This was a big deal. And not only that, but since its fifth season, it's been in the top 10. Since its sixth season, it's been in the top 5. So this has been sitting at the very top of the ratings for many, many seasons. And part of its success, I think, is that it's so friendly across audiences. I wouldn't call it family-friendly, but pretty close. It's one of the cleanest shows on television.
You know, one of the things about The Big Bang Theory is that it said to everyone that it's okay to be a nerd. It's okay to be different. And you can be accepted and have friends and be loved and be funny and, you know, to be embraced for who you are.
Yeah, that is true. It is the fact that not just one character, but most of the cast are people that normally we don't think of as the leading characters in sitcoms or regular television, for that matter, made it unusual, though that was beginning to change. We can go way back to Revenge of the Nerds on the in the movies, which goes back many, many years. And the other thing, though, about that show was that it really was funny. I mean, even in this 12th season, it's not a show you turn off the lights and concentrate on and all the rest of it, but it's a great show to balance your checkbook, check your emails, all that kind of thing, too. And it remains, I think, an amusing show. Tonight, by the way, they get 2 hours. The Big Bang Theory goes for an hour. Young Sheldon, which of course is a spinoff, will take
right.
the 9 to 9:30. And then there's a little documentary about the show that will take us up till 10. And if that's not enough, when Colbert comes on at 11:30, he's going to have the whole cast on the show.
Wow. That's pretty cool. Can you tell it's the rating period? The two-part episode tonight has an awful lot of things jam-packed in it for fans who've been fans all along. Inside jokes, on-set secrets, never before seen moments that only the true Big Bang fans, and it's got, of course, a surprise ending. But will there be any kind of a spinoff?
Well, we've already had Young Sheldon, of course, which
right.
is a spun off, and which is actually a solidly performing and, I think, funny show. There's talk, of course, that you could technically spin off any one of those characters. Whether that will happen, that stuff doesn't always work. Remember, MASH left the air with highest ratings of a scripted TV show in history. And it came out with two spinoffs after that. One starring the character Radar, called Walter, and the other called Aftermath. And both of them were enormous failures. On the other hand, Frasier was a spinoff of Cheers,
sure.
And it itself went 11 episodes after Cheers. So you could certainly do spinoffs of a lot of those characters. On the other hand, I think what makes that show work is that ensemble. But we'll have to see. We're going to see something else happen with this Big Bang universe. I'm positive of that.
Dr. Robert Thompson, the founding director of the Bleier Center for TV and Pop Culture at Syracuse University. Always fun. Appreciate it, Doc.
Always fun for me, too. Thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.